every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
I talk to the tree, stop and hear what I say.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, our outdoor living hour. And if you follow along in our home maintenance calendar, you know the second Saturday of the month, we're talking trees. And today, we have seasonal storm prep to cover, along with our tree of the month, which is actually the canary date palm. And to talk trees, we have ISA certified arborist Sarah Maitland from Save a Tree in studio, along with special guest Rebecca Senior, arborist, master gardener from the County Extension Office. Welcome. And if you would like to talk trees, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923 or email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Let's kick it off with our tree of the month. And is a palm a tree? I know we've covered saguaro too.
Well, it is a tree when we talk about it amongst ourselves. Probably you could say tree form. It is a tree form, palm.
You have to climb it to trim it.
Yeah, you sure do. But yeah. They get big.
The difference is palm trees are monocots. They're not dicots. And what happens when the seed emerges from the ground, there's either one leaf or two. And a monocot has one and a dicot has two. And palms have one. And they're monocots. They are like grass plants, corn plants, palm trees are all monocots. And so this month we're talking about the Canary Island date. And they started to really grow these at the turn of the century, and it was kind of a European thing. It was prestigious, and all the wealthy people in Europe really loved this palm, and they really started to cultivate it. But it's very slow growing and very wide spanned. And so you see, I'll tell you my story. When I built my house in 96, I bought three little palm trees in a one-gallon container. I was like, I got to have palm trees. And within 10 years, I took them out because they had outgrown the space. And they have a big, huge dagger on them. But they're very, very beautiful, widespread. And they are dioecious, correct?
Yes. So that means that one palm would have the male-type flowers with the pollen, one would have the female-type flowers producing the fruit.
On the same tree?
On separate trees.
Separate trees. So you've got a female canary date palm tree mm-hmm. and a male. Completely separate trees.
So you may not see fruit on your palm tree, and you might wonder, is there something wrong? Well, it's just that you got a guy.
And that means less pickup later.
Less pickup, yeah.
Yeah, they do tend to get a bit messy, and they have a fruit. And, you know, it's kind of almost a yellowish orange stalk that comes out with the fruit, and they're best to prune those out in the spring. I think we're looking at you want to get the seed pods out, but you want to get those cut out before they turn into all the messy dates. They're so sharp, the little daggers at the base of the fronds, that getting in there to get the seed pods is difficult. So,
and one of the new features that we've been talking about is, as we come to the tree of the month, having a public place people can go see these, because there's a lot of different types of palm trees. The palm tree we're talking about today isn't what you see out the studio behind us, the long, tall ones that have just like a few little fronds on the top.
So what you're seeing out there are fan palms. Those are Washingtonias. The Canary Island date is a Phoenix canariensis. And so a lot of what you see out there is the Phoenix dactylifera, which is more of a gray-green in the frond. The canariensis is more green. It's a darker green, wider, really as wide almost as it is tall in a lot of areas. But you see a really beautiful stand of them at Desert Ridge Marketplace as you drive into the marketplace. Those are really beautiful. The ASU or U of A campus arboretum has a nice website, and you can actually even go on and it says find this plant on our campus, and you can click on it and you can walk to the different trees. So,
and you know, all of our three major universities have great arboretums. U of A, ASU, and NAU all have their own arboretum, and the Tree Council has done events at all of them, and it's quite impressive. And then Rebecca, you have another one at the Capitol building.
Oh yes, well there's a very large Phoenix canariensis, the Canary Island date palm, at the Capitol building, and they can get 60 or 80 feet tall. We don't usually see them that tall here, and so this one was quite impressive.
And you said it's on the north side of the building. So as I'm heading west, because it's a one-way street on that side, I can't remember if is it Washington or then Jefferson or Jefferson Washington.
Jefferson is south of Washington.
Okay, so Washington's the one that you'll be on going west.
Uh-huh.
You're coming around Wesley Boland Plaza.
Yes.
Where is it along that? Is it all the way to the Capitol, or is it still in the park?
No, it's in the Capitol area, not the monument area. So, and it's just the very tallest, and they're also quite wide. I mean, they get much larger in diameter than the date palm. As Sarah said, the Phoenix dactylifera, or just the common date palm that produces the fruit. The Canary Island date palm produces fruit, and it is edible, but it's not. It's got a thin amount of the type of the fruit part that we eat. So
I don't recall that it tastes very good either.
It's probably not as high in sugar.
If it did, you would find them, in the stores, at farmers markets, in recipes. You know, if there's a reason they're not there, they're not that good. And on that, the one at the Capitol, so you're closer to 19th Avenue at that point.
You're closer to 19th
Avenue. So if you hit the Capitol Times building and you haven't seen it, circle around and try it again.
Yeah, and really you can see palms at resorts. Just drive by any resort, go to any shopping center. It's identifying which one you're looking at to know if you're looking at the Phoenix. I'll just call it the Canary Island date palm. So if you're looking at that Canary Island date palm, and as Sarah said, the leaf shape on the Washingtonia is like a palm, and the other date palms have like a feather look. So that would be your first clue that you're looking at one of the date palms. And then if it has a very wide, like a barrel at the top where the head is, and it's a wider diameter trunk, it's probably the canariensis, the Canary Island date palm, and not the regular date palm.
If you go to rosieonthehouse.com, on the quick links on the homepage, we've got a link directly to the to a page where you can see this, along with the locations that we've mentioned on where you can go see it out. You know, it's one thing to look at it on a computer, but if you're considering a palm or you're thinking about one for your yard, going and seeing them out in other settings can help you determine which one's right. Like you had mentioned earlier, Sarah, you planted them, three of them, as 1 gallons, and 10 years later, you had to rip them all out.
Yeah, I was pretty green to palm trees when I came to Arizona. But the Canary Island date, there's also a really good website from the University of Florida. Ed Gilman is one of the people that is really well-renowned in our industry. And it'll show you a lot of the deficiencies that can occur. Palms really need a lot of magnesium, and you see a lot of potassium deficiency in a Canary Island. And it's a really good website. I'll have you put that up. And it also shows a lot of diseases and things that Canary Island palms can get. You know, they suffer from fusarium, from Leviopsis, trunk rot. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of deficiencies. And there's some weevils and some borers, but things that we don't have here yet in the valley. But it's interesting to look at it. So.
And how far in elevation can you plant this palm tree? I can't imagine much more than probably about 2,000, 3,000 foot elevation.
I don't know the answer to that. Do you, Rebecca?
Well, I have a few things that I was reading a website in preparation for this talk this morning, and was surprised to learn that the Canary Island date palm can take quite a bit more cold. And they had a picture of one that had snow, a young one, in between the fronds. So I'm not saying that it thrives in a snow area, but it didn't completely die.
Well, the one website that I did read said that it actually thrives at 50 degrees, but can't take more than 20. You know, that's the coldest.
That works for
so
elevation.
Kind of Mediterranean.
So then just check your, you know, if that covers Camp Verde and probably even a little bit higher than that as well.
It seems to tolerate the heat just fine, though.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation.
Well, inquiring minds just got to know. If the male tree is that much cleaner, when we get back, I want to find out, how do you sex a palm tree and how old does it need to be?